Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dungeons and Drag Queens. Before we begin our epic tale tonight, every game has its rules. You may play a part in our story tonight, but please don't make our story all about you. It is customary in the art of drag to tip your queens. If you have cash on hand, you may bring it out if you wish. Legal disclaimer, we do not own Dungeons and Dragons, nor are we affiliated with Wizards of the Coast. Although we deeply thank them for this opportunity. And now, please let me introduce your master of music, your sorcerer of sound, your live improvisational musician tonight, Carson Cutter! What is Dungeons and Dragons? People have pondered this question for millennia. And only since the 70s has anyone had an answer. Dungeons and Dragons is a collaborative storytelling game where I, the Dungeon Master, will play the role of the world and the non-player characters within it. Our players, the Queens! We'll be playing as characters within this world, taking actions, fighting monsters, going on their quest, not going on their quest. Every time a player wishes to take an action in this world, we will roll a 20-sided die to determine their chance of success. The higher the number out of 20 added to their character's modifier, the higher the chance of success, the lower the number out of 20, and you'll see. All depends on the roll of the die. A one. Bad omens. Dungeons and Dragons is a game that takes place within the theater of the mind. And so I ask all of you, for just a moment, to close your eyes. Houses are like wings. Everyone desires the freedom they bring. Nobody has them. Except, of course, for birds. You see a roost on a spire of a vast city. Underneath the spire, brimming with people, are the streets. You can hear the people bustling about. That's all of you. Make bustling noises. Yes, it's true bustling. I've never heard such bustling before. Excellent work. This is Waterdeep. In the center of the Mage District, a great structure fills your vision. The greatest mercenary hall of the city. Open your eyes. This houses those that are the last resort for any ruler. Fighters and sorceresses that are known to be as unpredictable as they are effective. The grandest mercenaries in the realm. Drag queens. nighttime knock rings out at the gate of the Queen's Hall. A shadowy figure bearing another quest, or a herald of doom. The door opens for the figure. Three silhouettes can be seen against the torchlight within. Three queenly figures answering the call from the void. The first queen, wearing a rough-hewn tunic of Minotaur leather from Chanel, born in the slanted slopes of the spine of the world, abandoned as a babe in the frigid cold, she was adopted by the right-hand woman to the emperor, Momshi. She fought in the schools of Waterdeep, picked on for her northern origins. She learned to harness her rage. Wielding a double D axe, she struts and smashes her way through enemy and frenemy. Will her royal connections keep her safe in the cutthroat court of Waterdeep? Or is her royal blood to be spilled tonight? Make some noise coming to the light. Played by Mamshi, is she Mam the Barbarian? Next to her, a fallen cleric, donning a dark robe and black thong, teeth like daggers, eyes like needles. This queen was once the holiest cleric of Waterdeep, until a chance encounter with a bat transformed her into a wholly different person. Now, donning fangs and a camp vamp tramp stamp, this thirsty queen isn't afraid to suck you dry, as in bite your dick. Make some noise, Carson, play a lick for your second queen with a sanguine shtick. Played by Little Peace is Little Priest. Raised in the ruins of Agatha by two pauper parents who died of a very preventable disease, she now hopes to process her trauma through helping others and demonic ritual. Will the realm flock to this warlock, or will her good deeds go punished? Find out as we bring to the stage, straight from the grimoire page, played by Sherry Poppins, is Sherry the Pauper Guy. Of them. What horrors await our three posing protagonists? As the sun rises, will this great house fall? Find out in an exciting Magicon edition of Dungeons and Drag Queens! You stand in front of an open door. Outside, the rain pelts the ground, and the shadowy figure lifts up their hood to reveal a face you recognize. Emperor Kenrith. Yes, the Emperor of Waterdeep. The Emperor speaks in a hushed tone and says, "Hello, Queens. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour, but this is an urgent mission."
Oh, Emperor. I'm in the middle of a sheet mask right now, Emperor.
Literally, we all brought sheet masks home from work, and we were going to do them together as a group, and this just really isn't our vibe.
I would keep a more hushed tone, for if someone learns that the right-hand woman to the Emperor has been captured by a cult, the whole realm will go into disarray.
Oh, gag. This is why everyone is supposed to have two hands, because God forbid.
Girl.
No, that sounds very stressful. I think you have the wrong house.
Oh, no. I think I have the right house, She-Man the Barbarian.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Because you three are going to retrieve this right-hand woman.
Oh.
Well.
I mean, I am assuming you spoke with our union reps,
you know?
No, this won't require that.
Oh.
Because, as I'm sure you know, my right hand is your mother.
We're related?
Yeah. No, yes. Yes. She-Man the Barbarian, your
I'm just
mother
testing you. Oh my gosh,
is
girl.
Mom-She.
You were right listening to your backstory, girl?
Girl, so your Mom-She mom is missing? I didn't even know y'all like it.
And I'm so distraught in the fact that you're attacking me right now. Like, my mother's missing.
I know that this must be hard news to swallow, but you swallow. Must go quickly.
Swallow?
Swallow?
Yes, yeah, swallow. In your
swallow.
Brain.
Swallow?
Yes, you must go to the lands of Duskmorn. That cursed house that keeps growing on the countryside, absorbing everything in sight. There was the last place that Mom-She was found.
And I heard that house is ruining the real estate, so we might be able to kill two birds with one stone, girls.
Yes, okay, I'm into it. Let's go. But before we do anything, could you maybe heal us back to full health, sister?
Wait, why? Oh, what the hell? That's not
why did
happen.
You think we were doing this sheet mask?
I'll tell you, that sheet mask was gonna give me full health.
Girl, it was giving Sheet Mask the Barbarian.
Full health, good credit, and now here I am.
Yes, as I know that it is very late at night, and so you are very tired, and thus you have very little what one could consider points of hitting.
Right, yeah.
I will provide you a tincture, which will heal you up to full.
Thank you. While he's doing that, did you guys know that you can have a credit score? You can have a credit score of 4? I was looking mine up the other day.
One second. The tincture has this effect where it takes all of your health away, and then it gives you health back. It's kind of a 1-2 punch, if you will.
Okay, let me see you take that.
It's a feminine phenomenon. I feel so good. Yes. It's delicious now.
Okay,
it's getting
so delicious. Do not be afraid.
No, let's
this
do
this.
This
is simply the way the tincture works. Yes, and there you go.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now I feel not as good, but just as ready.
Okay.
So yeah. Okay, so we're saving this hand who could be Mom-She.
Guaranteed it's Mom-She.
Oh, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
Okay.
We've got it.
Okay.
We gotta go.
Honestly,
we gotta
call
do
the
it.
Uber. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right, let's go. So we gotta go to the house.
Hold on. Yes. Wait, girls, I need to take my stabilizer. I've been on the substance for a week. Okay, never mind, I'm kidding. Let's go.
All right. Neglecting your mental health, you decide to leave.
Well, our mental health, because we are one.
Fair enough. All right, you go outside of the walls of Waterdeep. You find yourself in the external portions of the city. You can see that Duskmorn, the house, has grown in its influence, and it is slowly gnawing at the walls of Waterdeep. Great stones fall and crumble from the walls of the city.
Oh,
it looks awful.
I was gonna say move that bus, but maybe put that bus back.
Oh,
this house is not ready for viewing.
No,
is the bus still running?
Emperor Kenrith is with you and says, no, there is no transportation within this area. This place is dangerous.
It is okay, girls, I guess let's just get on foot.
All right, you decide to walk on foot into the...
Oh, you know what? I cast Insect Plague.
All right, very well.
Yes, and I cast Insect Plague, which, you know, summons a swarm of insects that occupies how many feet, y'all know? 20 feet, yup.
Very well.
Wait, and I want them to be Hercules beetles to carry us there.
All right. You cast swarm of insects. Burrowing out of the charred ground are tons of Hercules beetles. They make that quintessential Hercules beetle noise.
Okay, Hercules.
Yes, it's mostly people yelling Hercules. Little known fact, Hercules beetles are Pokemon. You feel yourselves carried at an extremely slow pace
That's
by
okay.
this platform of Hercules beetles.
Girl, It's the Hercules they can do, at least to get us here on time. Like, let's be serious.
Yeah, and I feel like they'll take us there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although you are traveling slowly, you are not exerting any effort. It's all being done by the Beatles.
So we'll be at full force when we get to the house.
And you know what? We can really pay attention to our surroundings. Can I do a smell check of the air?
Okay, very well. Roll perception.
Yes.
You get a 15. What is your perception modifier? We will add it to the roll.
Okay, y'all want to guess? Hold up. I'll wait.
It's not 69.
Now, let's be respectful in a place of worship. 5.
You smell the air. It smells...
I'm a cleric.
Strange. It smells almost kind of smoky, as if it is coming from an era in which people smoked indoors a lot.
Oh. Girl, okay, I was in Vegas the other day, just this morning, actually.
Where the outside looks like the inside.
Oh my gosh, and it smells like cigarettes, but also oxygen.
Yes. That's exactly what you smell. It smells like the interior of a Las Vegas Aztec Inn.
Ooh, not even a Caesar's.
Whoa. Yes! You think they still got the salad?
All right.
As you are transported by this beetle caravan, you find yourself in front...
My daughters.
...of a... They're all female, all right? New lore. Well. You find yourself in front of a large house. It seems to flicker in your eyes. Like a flickering wing.
Oh, girls, we're going in bad. We're going in, need that haunted house cocktail.
Yeah, it's giving WandaVision.
Okay, competition.
All right. Wish to enter into the house?
Could we knock first?
Wish to knock upon the house, okay?
Yeah.
Respectful.
Have you never knocked on a door before? I'm a vampire.
We need permission
to get in.
We can't just break and enter.
No.
I mean, no, we can't.
All right. Well, if y'all go in first and then I ask you.
T.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Let's do that. So, Sam, you want to knock?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but what if the house attacks me?
Oh, no. Girl, knock on the door.
Okay.
Your mom is on the line.
You're right. And I have,
mom.
Health insurance. What am I doing?
Think about mom, she.
You're still on her insurance.
You knock in 2 hereditary clicks.
Yes.
And
to be respectful.
From beyond the door.
Oh.
A horrible cacophony of sounds.
And you know what? Let's close that door, okay?
Some of those are just the Hercules beetles still.
Oh.
But others sound like terrible voices, like the essence of fear and loathing and loss.
You know what? I'll take that as a yes. Let's go in.
Very well. You open the door and you're greeted by a strange sight. You might expect there to be a claustrophobic entryway, but instead, there is a large wooded forest.
You Inception.
Enter into... And the edibles just hit. This is perfect.
Okay.
Y'all.
And just like that.
We gotta fight perfect. Through this forest with bloodshot eyes and interdimensional homes. Let's do it.
You see in this large, kind of decrepit forest that there are doors plastered in odd places around the trees. There are gnarled 80s artifacts dug into the ground.
It's giving Nightmare Before Christmas tease.
Yes, if you were to say who would have written and directed the Hauntwoods, it would be Tim Burton.
Oh, absolutely not.
Clocked it.
Absolutely not. I got too many friends who couldn't be in his movies.
Is there any end? Can I make a perception check to see if there's any end to these woods visually?
All right, you are going to. I think that's called looking.
Yeah.
But that. Yes,
damn, the world read me, girls. The world read me, girls.
I think your eyes do that for you most of the time.
Okay.
But roll perception to squint into the distance. You get a 15. What is your perception?
Clock it 0.
Okay.
What's the clock?
You look ahead and you can see kind of a shimmering, perhaps like hills or mountains in the distance. But They're acting strange. They're moving like no mountain or hill should. They're coming closer and closer.
This seems
now,
like
girls,
a lot,
girls. I'm not
girls.
Trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. But those mountains...
Should we try to get through one of these doors before this mountain hits us?
Yeah. You know, honestly, okay, rock, paper, scissors for it?
Yes, okay ready? Okay.
What?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What does this mean?
Okay. Ma'am. It's your door, girl.
Okay, let's take this one right on the floor. Let's go. Ready to jump?
What was that?
Come on, blue side.
Democracy.
You know what? I'm not exactly sure what we did there, but what I do know is that we're going to go through that door on the floor there.
I mean, right. We don't want to be here when the hills get here. I mean,
no,
there's
girl,
only
they
so
have
much
eyes.
Room in this
the hills
room.
Have eyes and they're alive.
Two. Okay, you quickly unlatch a door that is seemingly woven by roots into the ground, and you clamber in.
I wouldn't say clamber. We knocked. Okay.
All right. How do you enter into this mysterious door then? I don't wish to railroad.
Cuntily.
Okay, very softly.
We're on the prowl for adverbs right now.
You C-wordily. I don't know if I can say that. Maybe I can, with your permission.
Ooh.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, anyway, you open the door, however cunts do, and you...
That sounded pointed.
Okay, come on. H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Oh, I should have said that as my number.
More like B-I-L. Fuck. Shit. All right, but anyway. Never mind that. You look down into a deep, almost bottomless void.
Okay, won't be like that when we get there, girls. Hop in.
Oh, okay.
We're just jumping into the void, girl.
Let's do it. I mean, listen.
One thing about me, I'm gonna make a bottomless space full of bottoms.
All right.
Okay.
It's like we're at the Eagle.
Okay. My Hercules beetles. Any bottoms in my beetle swarm? Okay. Any tops in my beetle swarm? Any sides? That wasn't loud enough. Everyone's a side tonight.
Well, no penetration.
Do beetles have rectums?
You know what?
You
know
what?
This is not Animal Planet. Okay, we gotta jump down this void world.
Our mother is missing.
Yours.
Do you jump down into the void? How do you go into the void?
Should we just jump?
Let women step. Yes, it's 2024.
I mean, we can have fun with it.
You want to go head first? I'm gonna crop dust my whole way down.
Oh, so you'll go last?
Me on the way to the stage.
Crop dusting.
Farting.
Right,
I'm a fart.
Okay, good.
I'm a fart.
Good.
Oh, the whole way down.
Okay, you're just going to leap in and fart.
I left my gas X back at the castle.
I would like to fart when I jump up to propel me a little higher and then fall into.
All right, roll athletics of the glutes. You get a 4. What is your athletics?
10.
Unfortunately, your toot attempting to gain height only gains a terrifying smell. Silent but cutting. Everyone must make a constitution saving throw. We will add everyone's number together. You get a 1!
Yo, I shit myself!
She-Man the Barbarian, what is your constitution? It's under constitution.
My constitution's +5.
A +5? You're able to guard your nostrils with the power of the nose. And you, little priest.
0.
0. Your fart goes right back in you. A full loop. And you, Cherry the Poppergeist, what is your constitution?
We're just keeping a cute theme here with 0.
A 0.
Yeah.
This gaseous form slams into all of your minds. You are going to take 15 poison damage.
Oh my God!
Don't
little, little priest, what are you eating, girl?
In no shade, it's blood.
All right, well, now that we're fucked up, I mean,
girl,
we might as well
just
keep
going.
My mother
is already missing.
You look ahead, and you can see barreling towards you is a strange creature composed of bees swarming around. It screams in an unholy voice. It says, Join me!
Save me? Is that what it's saying? I'm hard of hearing.
Join me!
Slay me.
Join me!
I'm so glad we took this moment to clarify, because we were about to kill this person.
Hold on. Can any of us talk to animals?
I don't think so.
Can I ask my insect plague to communicate with them?
All right. Okay. Very well. Roll nature. It gets a 19.
Oh, and it's plus 10. It's over.
Oh, bitch.
A plus 10.
Translate, my beetles.
Listening to the beetles, it appears that this creature known as the Swarm Weaver is saying the word Hercules over and over again.
Now that's.
However, you're able to read some of the nonverbal communication methods of the Hercules beetle, which there are a lot. Ask any bug expert, and they have a very complicated language. The beetles, they use their claws and they communicate to you and they say, this is the Swarm Weaver. They are cursed by a swarm of corpse bees. They want everyone else to join them in their suffering, and you should probably just crop dust down into the boiler bilges below.
Girls, I feel like we have an opportunity to put this dead bee out of its dead suffering.
I think we could do that.
Let's kill the bees.
Let's kill the bees.
Let's attack the bee swarm.
Because that's what they're telling us.
Come on, combat!
Very well, the Hercules beetles love combat. Not surprising. We've all seen Planet Earth.
Very good programming.
Who wishes to?
I thought this was Waterdeep.
No, you're in Duskworn. Who wishes to make a surprise attack? All right.
I'll use Sacred Flame.
You go.
Sacred Flame.
Okay. Well, all right.
I'm burning up.
All right. Would you like to read what Sacred Flame does?
It's just my weapon.
Oh, excellent. You roll to hit with Sacred Flame.
Oh, girls, I got a better idea.
But too late. I've already thrown a Sacred Flame. Got a 19. What is your modifier on Sacred Flame?
A plus two.
Very well, your flame flies out and it hits upon the Swarm Weaver. The Swarm Weaver takes a great amount of damage. That's not actually his health. You can see that it gains health and then loses 25 as your sacred flame beats into the corpse bees. The Swarm Weaver yells out, All right.
Voice of an angel. Okay.
The Swarm Weaver is going to go.
Angel of my bees.
The Swarm Weaver casts Insect Plague.
Another one.
Okay, and I'm going to cast a counterspell. I'm going to roll to hit. On success, a casted spell will be redirected back to the caster.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Oh, we should pull that out.
Okay. You get a 17.
Okay, and just like that.
You can see that the Swarm Weaver was attempting to shoot a massive swarm of corpse bees at you. However, the corpse bees turn around and head directly back at the Swarm Weaver, slamming into him, dealing 20 piercing damage. Swarm Weaver sheds a tear.
I like the blood splatter. That was good.
Thank you. It is now your turn, Sherry the Poppergeist.
Y'all, we're gonna think that we're at an insect convention, because guess what? I'm gonna cast Infestation, which is a cloud of mites, fleas, and other parasites appears. If the target fails a constitution throw, they take damage and move in a random direction.
Very well.
Just more bugs.
The Swarm Weaver makes a constitution saving throw. Gets a 1!
Oh, wait, that's the constitution throw. That's good. That's good for me. That's good for us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a massive swarm of mites and other insects join the Hercules beetles in attacking the corpse bees. It is just insect versus insect combat at a micro scale. You can hear this insect war occurring below.
Brothers fighting sisters. I mean, it's so tragic to watch.
They's fighting thems. It's so crazy out here.
A lot's happening.
Z's fighting Zers. A lot's happening.
Terrible,
the swarm weaver clutches its head, goes, oh no, and begins to walk in a random direction directly towards the open door on the floor.
Okay, this is good, because now we have a test subject.
Okay, two birds with one stone.
The swarm weaver steps in and begins to fall. As it falls, it looks up at you three. And you can see it mouthing, thank you.
Okay, we did a mitzvah, y'all.
And gets impaled on a bunch of 80s toys.
Oh, so glad he fell in there for us.
Oh my good, and you know what? Like any trauma, let's just close that door, okay?
It's what he wanted. We did our philanthropy for the week. Like, let's...
Okay, let's put a rug over that, too.
And you know what? I'll light my scented candle in my inventory. Yes, that is in my inventory. It's right here on the sheet.
The swarm weaver has taken 100 damage.
Oh.
Meow, meow, meow.
However, you see that as the swarm weaver was falling, an item that was caught in the brambling roots of the swarm weaver has fallen.
I love an item.
To the ground. It glints in the dim glow of the haunt woods. You have to pick it up to see it.
Oh, yeah, I'll pick it
hold
up.
Hold on, no, I got it, girls.
You're gonna get it? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's right over there under the grass.
Okay.
Under the thing.
Yeah, right there. You got it. You got it.
Is it here, girls?
It's not.
Is it here?
It's actually pretty
you
impressive.
You almost got it. You almost got it.
I got it.
The Hercules beetles applaud, clacking their little clackers, whatever they're called, and you gain the jewel lotus. There. This is an ancient item said to be banned in all of the realm. Allows you to break any magical bond, however, it shatters one's memories. So it's kind of a monkey's paw.
Okay, I live for that.
Well, now maybe we can... What do we do with this? Do we sell it at market?
I think we could put it in our purse and continue on our way.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I mean, what's one more thing?
Yeah.
I love a tchotchke. You know what I mean?
Yes, and you know what? There's definitely room in my bag because I just left my scented candle on the door.
Great.
That we closed.
So we'll put it in your bag.
Yeah, and you know what? Now this room is going to smell like mint.
Yes.
Well, okay, or lavender.
You shat your pants in it, unfortunately.
We should have done that.
Sherry, the poppergeist, you look ahead and you can see that the kind of cloud of swarming insects has dissipated. And there is another door where all of the branches move towards this central entryway.
I'm just gonna say it. I think your mom got sucked up through that door.
You think she was swallowed?
Slurped.
Well,
have you ever been swallowed?
Answer quickly. Ma'am, what do you think? Do you think your mom went through that door? Should we do that one?
You know what? Honestly, knowing her, she day drinks. We're going to go through that door.
She was going to fall into
she
it anyway.
She may have walked through here.
All right.
I love her, though.
No, that's your mama for real.
Like, let's go through the door.
You open the door.
I grab the door.
Okay, and then do you, like, do the opening motion? All right.
Ooh,
little piece farts again. Just kidding. And opening up, you find yourself a strange place. Great pools of water slosh up against decaying and broken down walls. It's kind of an abstract drawing.
The Bellagio.
No, it... This is the flood pits. You can see that...
Okay. No, I love it when they show pit, girl.
There's a great lake of water in front of you, preventing you from getting to the other side of the flood pits, and it seems that the water is bubbling up as if something is inside.
Oh. It's always something.
It's always it's something. Always,
there can't
it's
be a bridge. There's always going to be another door.
Oh, okay.
Gotta pop a bubble.
I do have... I just checked in my purse, actually. I do own a toy boat. Okay, I know, right? Of all the things to carry
really
while looking
have
for
that
my
in
mother.
Your inventory. That's crazy.
No, exactly. It was hers. She built it when she was a child. She's a young woman. But I also know that...
Roll history.
Exactly.
Oh. You get a 9. What is your history?
My history is between me and my doctor. But I will say between friends, minus 10.
Minus 10. You think back to a kind of created childhood memory that doesn't actually exist. And you find yourself sitting with Momshi by a lake. Pushing out toy boats into the lake, and Momshi saying, oh, darling, I love you so much. Mwah, 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 mwah. You're like a toy boat. You may come from anywhere, but now that you're here, you're mine.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. Yeah. We were there. We had the there wasn't that awkward kiss. We had the toy boat. We were really vibing. Like, it's so hard to vibe with your parent nowadays. You know what I mean? Generational gaps. Gen X.
I thought she was a young woman.
She is. I'm testing you.
Roll history.
Oh my God.
Throw history.
You hear a voice.
Oh.
That breaks you out of this memory. Behind you, it
Mama.
Says, I wouldn't step in that water if I were you. I wouldn't step in that water if I were you.
Is that right. Merida?
Girl, she wants to see us be brave. Maybe she's fucking with us. We should dip a toe.
We should throw another beetle, girl.
Girl, okay, I send my beetles to the water.
All right, the beetles
is a test.
Wander into the water, and can Hercules beetles swim?
Roll history.
I'm getting roll a no and a yes. I don't know.
Roll nature.
All right, no.
Roll
roll nature to see if in this world, Hercules, you get a 6. Yeah. What is your nature?
+10, and what about it?
Very well, you know for a fact that Hercules beetles cannot swim.
Oh. Right.
The Hercules beetles go into the water and immediately begin to drown. You can hear the sounds of all your Hercules beetles drowning.
Not the bees, not the bees!
Until a gangly hand reaches up, breaking the surface of the water, and drags a huge swath of beetles down.
Oh,
now that hand was not there earlier, okay.
No, man.
That was a non-consensual. How did this happen? How did we get here?
The voice behind you says, oh, believe me, that thing was there the entire time.
Who the hell is behind us?
It's
Lawrence
me.
Chaney?
You look back, and you see that person. They jump down. They say, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Winter, and you're in Duskborn.
Winter needs me bad. Winter needs me bad.
You clocked the fisting cuffs on his bicep?
No, I'm so sorry. No. The cuffs, the blowout, that man knows how to gaslight girls. Oh my God. Let me tell you something. We're about to be missing 3 months' rent. It's so bad.
Winter says, I saw you defeat the Swarm Weaver.
I'm sure you did.
Let me tell you a little bit about this house you found yourself in. This house is itself controlled by a great demonic entity, Val'Goroth.
Oh.
Okay.
If you don't have your wits about you, you're sure to die. But you'll listen to me, a survivor of a decade, and maybe you might just make it out alive.
Do we want to make friends?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
He looks perfectly suckable and fuckable, so I'm thinking we...
Yes, bitch, I'll say take that. The neck, you take the hole, and she can get the shaft.
No, I'm okay. I'm actually looking for my mother.
Oh.
Wait. You're looking for... Who are you looking for?
Her mother.
Her name is Momshi.
How did you know that we fought that beast, but you don't even know my mother?
Well, that's easy, because you... killed the beast in my eyesight and didn't talk about your mom in earshot.
You don't have to keep lying. We see you.
Yeah, that was in a different room anyway.
Exactly. You didn't see us, but we see you.
So you were just... You didn't even offer to help us. We were in distress. You sat there like a voyeur.
Well, one thing you need to learn about Duskmourn is that you gotta help yourself. I had to see if you three were able to survive. But clearly... You're well-worn warriors, and I want you on my side.
Okay, but I've got to ask the question. If you're supposed to be looking out for yourselves, then why are you trying to team up with us right now? What's in it for you?
Well, wake it up, sister.
Consider it an opportune alliance. You see, I want that demon Val'Goroth dead, this house destroyed, for it's captured me for way too long. I almost escaped, but... was betrayed. And now...
Oh, girl, we just came in through, like, three doors. We could walk... No, actually, let's do this.
Let's do this. You know what?
Let's do this. If worse comes to worse, I can eat him.
I also haven't committed arson since middle school, so if we're destroying this house later, that would be so good for me, personally.
Girl, could go for a cigarette right now. Okay.
Yeah, and if we sense lies, I have Zone of Truth.
So, yeah, let's join up. Let's join up.
Let's do it. Why not?
You're in good company. Other survivors... Make your voices known, and all around you, at the top of the flood pits, you hear the many voices of a huge army of survivors that have been recruited by Winter.
That's you.
I'm a survivor.
Oh.
Allow me to introduce you to my team. Would you like to introduce yourself, survivor? Who wants to introduce yourself? Raise your hand.
We just need a name and pronouns.
Sam. Sam, how did you end up in Duskmourn? Sam speaks in symbols. His mind is gone.
His mind is warbled from the damp. Okay, we can't rely on that info.
We can't.
However, Sam does have a very special skill, making them invaluable. What is your skill, Sam?
You can say sucking dick and cock, it's okay. This is a safe space, and it might just be my birthday dinner. And cock, okay.
He's made incredible spreadsheets about how we can reproduce. You see,
you can't reproduce.
Stuck in this house, the only way that we can survive is we have to form a society, which means that we have to reproduce, but only some of us are fuckable and suckable. To others, it's like a Quaker thing. So we match everyone up on a spreadsheet that Sam makes.
We need someone on the scene that's very type A, I think. So this is good for us.
I'm into it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sam. Good to have you on the team.
All right, so we got Sam with the Excel spreadsheets. We got Winter with a knife and
Okay, and a juicy neck.
Wait, a juicy neck? You're not a vampire, are you?
Yes, and what if I said I was? Let women be vampires. It's 2024.
Winter takes out a crossbow, cocks it, and says, "How do I know you're not gonna suck me dry in the middle of the night?"
Now that's a convoluted question.
big vampire?
You know what, girls? Before I answer this question, let's pray on it.
All right.
I reach into my inventory and pull out my prayer beads.
All right.
That's another way to spice up the pot. I'm just letting you all know.
Okay, you pull out your prayer
beads. Give me a second. I'm rubbing my prayer beads.
All right.
I am a woman of extreme faith, resilience, trepidatiousness, horny, cum and sperm. The only reason in the middle of the night you will find me sucking the blood out of your skin The only reason you will wake up in the early hours of the morning with me sucking the life force out of your body And what you think about that?
You're just gonna have to take her word for it. She really means well.
All right, roll persuasion. You get a 6.
Oh, fuck me.
No, Winter wouldn't.
Oh, wait, but was that me persuading you?
I
feel like it was her.
No, well, I mean, you could assist in the persuation roll.
I do have a +10 in persuasion.
Why would you give
that away? Wouldn't matter. We just roll and take the higher number if you assist.
Assist. And then we'll seduce them together. Yeah, we'll split the holes. Okay, yeah, I'll seduce them. So roll for me, too.
All right.
I'll look for my mom.
You assist.
Because it's really a sickness to be a vampire sometimes. And the people don't understand.
This is a professional environment. I'm working right now.
But and that's so
a good,
are we.
It is a good ass, though, I will say that. Roll again! You get to 1!
Girls.
Okay, but
girls,
I have a +10.
What
I have
you
a plus 10.
Doesn't matter. Little priest, what is your persuasion?
I don't want to talk about it.
Now that sounds like 0 energy to me.
and it is. It's 0, yeah. What if I just lied?
You can also lie. That's called deception.
Mom, she is somewhere out there, y'all.
Yes, we don't have time to discuss this. This is my lifestyle. This is my ailment. This is who I am. Have you not watched True Blood?
Die, you crazed beast. And Winter pulls the trigger on the crossbow. The bolt comes flying out towards you, little priest. But before it can impact onto you, massive scaly hands and elongated limbs rise out of the flood pits. And staring you deep into your eyes is the Overlord itself.
What a great save.
Are pushed aside as the hands grab at you, dragging you forward. The crossbow bolt clings into the wall of the flood pits.
Oh, so not a save. I'm captured by a monster in a pool of water.
Yes, you get grappled.
Right. Oh, okay. No, little priest.
My sisters.
The monster makes a strength check. It gets a 4, +5, a 9. You're able to immediately get out of the grapple.
Okay, yay, we got you back.
Yes, gang.
The Overlord goes, God damn it. Fuck. Sherry the Poppergeist, it is now your turn. Winter says, it's the Overlord of the flood pits. Quickly, run. And Winter runs away.
Now, y'all, we could try to run into another room and fight this thing where we're not in the water, or we just take it right here.
Girl, we've already combated once. Let's combat again.
Let's do it.
All right,
we're going to enter combat.
Very well. You enter combat. We're going to go down the table for the turn order. Sherry the Poppergeist.
You know what? I think this guy's got a little sniffle going on. I'm going to cast Contagion on the curse of the Lord hand thing.
All right, very well.
So Contagion, I can choose a disease, either filth fever, slimy doom, or flesh rot.
Okay.
Now, we were already talking about some horny shit. Slimy Doom sounds really sexy, so we're going to do Slimy Doom. And you know what? Honestly, can I, like, describe to the survivors what this disease cast looks like?
Yes.
Amazing.
Sure.
Carson, hit it.
Oh, no.
Wrong track. That's Cherry Poppins' voice. Contagion. Dare to believe it?
There are no more tears to cry. I heard you begging for life.
Make some noise for Cherry Poppins doing the brand new Lady Gaga song, Disease. That came out yesterday.
And just like that, we cast Slimy Doom on the motherfucker, babies.
Boots!
The Overlord has seemingly melted into the flood pits. Its body forming a liquid that now floats upon the surface of the water, only its decrepit head remains. It says, "I should have been vaccinated." You are powerful. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Wait, quick, Sherry, grab the head.
The wrong head.
That's my slimy melted cock.
Ooh, girl.
Wow, I guess it is a drag show. Okay.
All right, I've got the head.
You grab the head of the overlord. It is detached in a bloody slurp.
Slurp.
Winter stands mouth agape and goes, "Oh, gods be good. You three, you're drag queens, aren't you?"
Four out of five dentists would agree that, yes, we are drag queens.
I should have known. Oh, little priest, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were a being of such immense power. Please, spare me, spare me.
Spell you what?
No, spare. S-P-A-R.
Yeah, okay, you ain't gotta tell me why you ugly. Exactly, sister. Thank you for the apology. Let's keep it pushing. We gotta find Mamshi's Momshi.
Exactly.
As the overlord has died, you can see the flood pits have emptied out, forming this deep pool. Oh. The drain is open. It appears to enter into a long system of pipes.
Oh.
Oh, I do love a pipe.
Why was that funny? Let's break that down.
Is this bringing us somewhere else, I wonder?
Yes, question mark.
Okay. I saw Roll your mom. She-Man the Barbarian, I saw her. She was walking with the cultists. He took her into the pools. My guess is she's down there in the pipes, in the boiler bilges.
What is this place? Like, first we come in, then we gotta go through the door, which was down in the hole, and then we're going through in the pipes.
Yes.
My mother has got to stop drinking, girl. It's
never worth it. We can't keep coming and saving your mom for, like, you're like, this is too much.
I'm trying to learn how to drive right now. I had to cancel my lesson for this.
Girl, we were doing sheet masks.
I know, but I was testing you.
Indeed.
She said roll for history, bitch.
No, exactly. Okay, so I guess we're going in the pipes. God damn.
Okay.
All right. You
What's
and...
that called when you do the... You put the needle in it?
Haystack?
No. Sounding! Okay.
Oh.
These survivors got some skills, honey. Okay.
Yes. Well, they have a whole spreadsheet. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, Christ. All right, you walk down into the pipe. Winter follows you from behind.
I don't want you walking.
No.
You
Winter
live
can
here.
Go
you
first.
You can lead the way, sir.
You can lead the way. You were supposed. That was your whole trade off with us in the beginning. That you were going to be our guide or whatever the fuck.
Please.
You go forward. God, I don't have time for that.
Absolutely not.
Winter, go.
A man insist. Behind me. This is not a Saturday night. Wait, no.
As you walk through the pipes, Winter talks about your mother, Mamshi.
Oh,
watch your mouth.
Exactly.
He says,
watch those B words.
Well, strange. You know, when I've seen cultists take people down into the depths below, where Val'Galoth lies, they've been bound, but not your mom. Strange. In the pipe, it gets hotter and hotter. Steam billows out. You can hear the hiss of heat and steam. Every so often, a pipe seems to blow.
Oh, that's really not.
And the screams. The screams below echo throughout the pipes. Eventually, the pipes open. Some of them are pumped. The pipes open up. You find yourself in a strange landscape full of furnaces.
Oh my God.
Who
and fires.
It's so funny.
The boiler bilges. Winter says, careful here. It's very hot. One wrong move and you'll be fried, singed even.
Oh, girl, and I'm a vampire.
Well, okay.
You know, you never, y'all don't have that friend who just needs to let you know. Yes, I did drink 5 bottles of water today. No, I am a vampire. It was blood. Did I say I'm a vampire?
Yes, you've said that about 20 times as we've been walking through the pipes.
You know, it was a traumatic experience that happened to me very recently. I can talk about it as much as I want. You are not my therapist.
Yeah, I am not your therapist, indeed. You hear a voice that seems to come from the fires. It says,
"Oh, who is this?
Bitch, who is that?"
Exactly.
Are you my playmates?
Now, when you say play, do you mean like Magic the Gathering? And see, that's how you work it in, bitch.
Says, don't reply. Whatever you do, don't reply. That is Arabelle, the abandoned doll, the cursed creature.
Me on a Sunday night.
As you walk through the boiler bilges, being led by Winter, the voice grows more and more desperate.
Where are you going? No, stay. Play with me, please.
No, baby, I'm sorry. We just don't have the time today. You know what? Thank you, and I really, you know... You do good by you, girl.
Roll persuasion.
I can't speak.
A 6. What is your persuasion?
0. Come on.
No!
Yells the voice.
No! You stay. You play with me forever.
I have an idea.
No, we don't.
I have an idea. I have an unholy symbol in my bag. And okay. It's been in that bag all weekend, and I have no idea what it does, so I'm just going to give it to this child. I'm going to give it to this child and just let him, like, play with it or suck on it and try to... Not sexually. Come on now. He's teething.
All right. Rising out of the flame, a strange visage.
Michelle?
A doll. The doll looks at you with eyes cracked and fading. You hand them... What is it? You're handing them some sort of...
My unholy symbol in my bag?
Ah, yes. Would you like to describe the symbol?
There's no description to it, but if I could make one up, I would say this. It looks like... So in the center, there's a ring, and in the center of it is a picture of Nicolas Cage. I don't know why. And then there's some, like, bees around him and a hornet's nest. And then there's a little like text on the bottom that says not real currency, and that's the symbol.
So it's just Wicker and Man memorabilia.
You know what? It's one of those coins that you get at the car wash, but you can't then go put into like a slot machine. It's like one of those, but with Nicolas Cage, and it's very unholy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been put in unholy places on me. Let's say that. So
hey, okay, mommy don't know.
All right, the child grabs the unholy symbol and says,
Ooh, this is fun. It has such dark powers within it. I can feel the energy coursing through my veins.
I feel
becoming empowered by forces beyond my comprehension. Oh, my.
Yes, no, and I think that I had that in my bag this whole time.
And...
Girl, she's a child. It's very imaginative of her to say, I think. I think it's fine. We can leave her be.
Okay. I'll keep playing with this symbol. I wonder what secrets it holds.
Yes, bye, daughter.
Bye.
Winter says, you do not know what you've done. Giving that creature such a tool, it could grow in strength.
Well, it's in another room now, so...
You know, I think I'm more focused on my mother. I know I've said it a few times. I may have brought it up once or twice.
This is a closed, single set campaign.
Yeah,
so.
I'm so sorry. What she does with her toys, girl, that's
her
a
business.
Young woman, please. Let her be.
I thought she was Gen X.
Toys R Us is back in business, okay?
Exactly.
Girl, roll for history.
Very well. Well, if you're going to find your mother... You'll find her in here.
Oh, we should have asked the doll.
Then you can still ask the doll.
We should have asked the doll.
Well, so the doll seems now very powerful, but not threatening yet. I'm going to ask the doll if it's seen Momshi.
The doll says,
Momshi, oh, you mean that little lady who is walking with the cultist people?
Yes, the one who was probably very intoxicated.
Yeah, she seemed to be drunk on something. Maybe it was power.
Oh. Not too much on my mother. It was a Bud Light.
I'm sorry that your family deals with that.
Don't victimize me. I'm doing just fine.
All right, well, you can always talk to me.
Okay, girl, honestly, if you don't play with that little pendant, girls, we should go.
You enter into the below. The walls seem to move.
Oh, this looks like the Dune bucket that they were selling at that one point. Did you see what that man did to the bucket? I couldn't believe it.
Who got one?
God.
Who fucked one?
Be this honest, is Vegas. I'm a vampire. This is Vegas. Oh, who? Oh. Okay. See, you can be in a room with 100 people, and 99 won't admit it.
But they all fucked the Dune.
Everyone loves a good movie. Okay. Nicole Kidman.
It is a decaying organic space. It appears to pulse and move with ancient
bucket.
Fear.
Oh, sorry.
The souls that are trapped here yell out their suffering. You can hear even some of the Hercules Beatles spirits are trapped within the walls.
Oh my daughter!
Hercules.
That's good water. A voice echoes throughout this living chamber.
It's been a lot of voices.
Things have to talk to you.
Gotcha,
are you
bitch.
Saying my story is repetitive?
No. I just feel like I've been hearing a lot of voices lately.
Well, yes, you're in a haunted house, so there's going to be a lot of...
I thought I was a vampire.
But you are a vampire.
Roll for history.
There's
why am I rolling for history?
No, anyway, girl, roll for my mother. Okay.
The voice says, why have you come to my depths below?
Oh, there's something in your throat. Just cough it out a bit. Just.
I could create water. I have that spell if you need. I have a lozenge somewhere.
We're pretty resourceful. You would not believe it.
There's nothing in my voice. This is just my natural voice.
Oh, my God, and it's beautiful, sister.
It's gorgeous. I'm so sorry. Yes. That was blind ignorance.
Do you have a CPAP? You can't help genetics.
A CPAP? I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, there
and
we go.
And a great inhale, and then an exhale. Smoke billows through the chamber. Deep 80s interior smoke.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
no.
Y'all are going to gag. We were at this restaurant the other day.
Tell it.
And the ceilings were decayed from the smoke. Yeah, I was gagging. We all were gagging.
We were gagging
like
on the smoke.
Like yellowed, warped, like metallic. It's the cigarettes. It's the cigarettes.
No, we left asthmatic, but that's fine.
Anyway, back to business.
So we are looking for Momshi. And now we gotta get all these survivors out too. I keep forgetting that y'all are here with us.
My
Hello,
gosh.
Survivors.
How are y'all enjoying this trip with Trivago? Thank you.
Wait.
Did y'all bring your CPAPs? You know I did.
Very few have survived the Swarm Weaver, the Overlord of the Flood Pits, and Arabelle the Doll, that annoying little fuck.
Oh.
That's a child.
Yeah. I mean, we're strangers to her, but that's your friend.
Your neighbor, even.
She could probably hear you.
No. You are all my guests.
Oh, can I get a glass of water?
Yeah, maybe a drink ticket?
No. Wait.
Y'all, when they told us there were no comps, I gagged.
Winter yells. She says, come out, you demon. Come out and face me again. I'll put this knife through your demonic skull.
Winter, chill.
I love a revenge story.
Oh, okay.
No. Don't you recognize? This is Valvagoth. Don't snort during my...
Let women laugh.
Deep... it's fine, but it's... this is impactful to me.
I got you.
I'm just saying, and no, Winter strokes their long hair and adjusts their cuffs and says, it's honestly kind of toxic of you.
Of me.
And did we not say that he looked like a gaslighter?
I'm casting Zone of Truth. I'm casting Zone of Truth now.
All right, would you like to read what Zone of Truth does?
All deception within a 15-foot radius eliminated.
All right.
Impossible to deceive me, honey, right now.
Impossible.
Okay.
Impossible.
Winter says...
Impossible.
Well, this was a personal opinion of mine, and I got offended, so... Yeah, you offended me.
Okay, and I'm so sorry, baby, but you know what? You're hot enough to should be able to take that fine. I think you'll live, babe. I really think you'll be okay. Love down. Let's see what your friend has to say. Thank you very much.
Valvagoth.
Sorry, sometimes it just feels really good to be mean to hot guys.
Valvagoth interrupts this conversation and says,
well, well, well. I am going to show up, and then I'm going to talk, and then I'm going to attempt to kill you all. Wait, what the hell? Also, your mom has joined forces with me, and what is happening? Is this a zone of truth?
Maybe. I mean, yes, it is.
I'm not gonna lie. It was a zone of truth, sister. Yeah.
God fucking damn it.
It's time to be honest.
And Valvagoth appears. Thousands.
Whoa!
Oh my god, I took a selfie in front of him today.
Okay, I don't know who that applies to, but whoever they were, I'm sorry. Oh no, it was in the convention. Oh, I see. I see, it was an actual picture of Valvagoth.
And the world sees all, so.
It wasn't a person.
Yeah, and there is a zone of truth cast, so.
And then, another.
I'm a vampire.
Another. Sound from across the way is audible. It says, honey, it's me.
Girl, put the cigarette down. We are going home.
And
the
walking
places you drag me to.
From depths below, you see a familiar face, She-Man the Barbarian. It is your mother. Momshi.
Okay.
Wait, why is she kind of fierce?
You know what? Her closet is pretty great, honestly. That is Dior.
Yeah. Drag jewels.
Oh, sweetie, I really hoped that you wouldn't have to see this. But, how do I phrase this? I've betrayed the realm.
Okay, and?
And unfortunately, you're part of the realm.
I thought you were gonna say, I'm sorry for making you come all this way. I could have sent you a text. I mean,
darling,
don't giggle at your age, please.
Don't you remember our conversation by the toy boats? And you think back to the real memory.
Oh, there we go. See, remember when we threw him in that we closed that? And put the rug on top. Girl, the rug's gone. Play it.
You can see.
Tell it.
The toy boats in the lake. You are sitting with Momshi.
Yes.
Momshi says, you see these toy boats?
Yeah.
They're kind of like my offspring.
Oh.
When one starts leaking.
Oh, excuse.
And Momshi takes out a bow, fires it at a boat. It impacts into the boat, which sinks down into the water. They must be cold.
Oh.
Do you understand, my young one?
No, I'm also still struggling with algebra too, but yeah, no, like boats, they sink.
No, it's a
yeah.
It's an
No, I get it. No.
It's a metaphor.
Okay, and we can get that checked out with a doctor. No. Okay.
She, ma'am,
I love
barbarian.
Her so much.
I rescued you from the frigid north. And if you do not serve me every day of your
ancient
little...
city style.
What?
Talk it out. No, let's not do this.
If you don't serve me every day of your little life...
That's right.
Then I won't hesitate to fire an arrow at my poor little toy boat.
Yo, no shade. Your mom sounds like a bitch.
Wait, well, how are you in this memory?
No, I agree, no, and exactly. I'm a vampire.
Well,
are you
first
just looking
foremost,
at She-Mam's expression?
I mean, listen, let's correct the narrative because I'm just learning. It's adoptive mother, apparently.
Yeah, but she raised you.
I know, and I'm not going to pay her back for it.
Valvagoth laughs and says, so that's what this is.
Family.
This is a daughter, and your two friends come to rescue mommy. Well, too late. Because go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I was gagged.
No, okay.
I'm a vampire, by the way.
I know. You've been saying that so many times. I could hear everything in the house.
Okay, well, you sound a little jealous, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
she's a vampire.
Mom, she looks at you, She-Mam, and says, you know, you've got all the way here. That's quite impressive. You defeated the Swarm Weaver with quick thinking. You know, would you like to join me, daughter? Perhaps you could take the guest bed in Duskmorn. And me and you will witness the damnation of the Sword Coast, but we get what everyone desires. Comfort and real estate.
Las Vegas.
Where?
Oh, sorry, she drinks. I'm sorry, girls. I don't know if I explained that already.
No, girl, I got it. So what are you thinking?
Okay, let me, okay, pros and cons. Okay, listen, okay. Life's complicated. Have you watched Sex and the City? Okay, this is like my big, so.
Winter says, I say we just kill both of
Winter,
these.
This is a family matter. I'm so sorry. Please. Can you stand against the wall?
Women only.
You know what, maybe. What?
Why don't you this brush your hair, okay?
I feel.
Think twice before trying to enter women's spaces.
In fact, if you. Well, if you
really?
Interrupt us again, we're going to boo you.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that deeply, deeply upsets me because, in truth, I'm actually quite an insecure person.
Right.
And I've been
okay,
living in this
so
house
I guess
for a very long
wore
time.
Off.
And
okay.
All I really wanted is to have a friend, and I have been pushing people away, and yet I cry every night in the dark in the fucking zone of truth! And Winter walks 15 feet away and says, I'm fine.
Oh.
Okay.
This whole quest has been sponsored by BetterHelp, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, like...
Definitely sponsored.
Okay, use code NOTWINTER for 10% off.
All right, well, here's what I'm thinking, y'all. If we fight Valgoth...
Valvagoth.
Oh, no, wait. Should I join my mother?
Well, okay, well, first pro, I feel like that's a lot of power, sister.
That's a lot of power.
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 Right, power in the pros. Cons, I mean, can we come?
Yeah, I mean, I get list spots. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You're a vampire. I need you there.
Purr. Like, I wrote purr in the cons.
Okay, we have two pro. Oh, it's not looking good for everyone. Okay.
Any cons? Survivors, any cons? Oh. No,
well,
yeah.
Well, if she joins them, she's going to betray us, then we have to fight She-Mam.
No, but that you wouldn't want to come with?
I'm a vampire.
She's a vampire. True blood.
Wow, like, ugh.
Sam sees that you are creating a spreadsheet and walks forward, putting down their Excel spreadsheet. It doesn't say pros and cons. It just has a column that says people who would like to bang Sherry the Pauper, and it's every single survivor has written their name.
No, Sherry, we need you.
We need you, please.
You
they're
the
so
sex
horny.
Appeal. Let's go.
But you do need a slut on the team, okay?
Okay. Honest, Mission over? No, 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 no.
No, how about we pretend to join and then just like kill him and then maybe she'll just come with us and then we still get to save her.
Honestly, okay, I'd eat your mom.
Because we also need to save the survivors, so let's kill him no matter what.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's put our evil mugs on, girls.
Okay. Let's be bad.
All right, we're gonna pretend to join them, right?
Yes,
we'd like to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So what are you
Winter
doing?
Winter can choke.
What are you doing?
Mom asked if we wanted to join, and we're telling Mom that we're going to join.
We're coming with you.
You say, okay.
Mom presents plus.
Yeah, you're fucked.
All right,
fucked.
Mom, she says, well, the offer was specifically for She-Man, the boss.
See, this is kind of a three-person
deal.
I'm sorry.
My mom can be like that.
I suppose I could let you three in if
I was
convinced.
Well, I'm a vampire.
Wait, you're a vampire?
Yeah.
Why did I not hear that earlier? Come on in. I fucking love vampires. And you, Sherry the Pauper, what do you have?
In the 37 minutes that we've been here, I've already sucked and fucked every survivor. And I'm telling you, I learned a lot of information.
Oh, you know.
And I know we're inside a house, but I can cast control weather.
Well, Duskmourne is large enough to control weather to be controlled. So, sorry, I've had a bit to drink. Look.
Okay, it's okay. Remember
all
the
three
water.
Of you, fine. You're drag queens, you're super powerful. Join me and watch as the Sword Coast is slowly consumed by this beautiful 80s decor.
Wait,
honestly?
What?
We can't let that happen, girls.
No, Mom, do me a favor, turn around for a second. No,
why?
She turned.
Oh, the mom.
Turn around.
I said mother, please.
Well.
Okay, she wants to put up more 80s decor. Might have to kill her.
No, because I really can't take. It's just unnatural.
It's like she's
never been to an IKEA.
You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
And I'm adopted.
We could find another new mom for you.
Yeah,
does anyone
exactly.
know what 80s decor is?
Apparently, it's like rocks that are also like glowing with blue and
no,
purple.
No, not very vampiric. This has been a real huge aesthetic change for me. I can't be a part of this.
Okay.
It's just not what I stand for.
We can't join you.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
I'm just
Mom,
kind of like a child of the aughts. Like, I grew up with the internet and Neopets. I can't stand
like,
it.
Oh, listen, I know things were different back then, like dial-up, all that, but...
You know, cocaine.
Okay, Quaaludes. Girl,
yeah.
You haven't been the same since.
Love-a-lude.
This is your
y'all,
problem?
We're humping that. We
it's
are bumping
the decade?
That.
It's the feng shui?
I mean, girl.
Well, it started because you were feeling very dismissive of Little Priest and I. And now, you know what? It is about the decor.
Like, those are my best friends.
Yeah, we
okay.
do sheet masks together.
Fuck.
I'm a vampire.
She's a vampire, and she still comes to brunch.
Roll history.
Okay. Well, my bond to Valvagoth can never be broken. Do you understand? Never.
So
no matter what happens. All right? And so... I am fine. You've always been wishy-washy, She-Man the Barbarian. You're really no daughter of mine. You're just
a
little barbarian penguin from the north who waddled down to be a cute face so that I could sell oil.
Wow, what a surprise. Another parent expecting you to call. Okay.
I love this.
You know what, girl? I'm about to be an orphan. Wait, hold on. What?
Oh. No, because I was thinking we were having a discussion.
Without me?
Well, that's your mother.
That's true. Thank you for respecting that. I was testing you.
It's okay. Time to die, you three.
Okay. flip it
and
it.
You
Let's
see Mumshi begins channeling a maddening darkness.
Oh, no.
Oh. Ow.
Mumshi lets it fly. It flies to a point within her range and darkness. Envelops all three of you. Whispers of terrible things fill your psyche. You must all make a wisdom saving throw. We will roll wisdom for you. You get a 17.
Okay, good.
Very well. What is your wisdom, She-Man?
Okay, everyone go, ooh. Minus five.
Very well, minus five. What about you, little priest?
Everyone say, ah. Plus five.
Very well. And you, Sherry
okay,
the Pauper.
Okay, everyone say, ooh-wee. I knew there were fans in the room. Zero.
Well, with a 17, you're able to only take half damage, so you will take 15 psychic damage.
Yeah. Girl, I'm dead.
Little priest, you fall unconscious. Sherry, the Poppergeist, you fall unconscious. Only you, She-Man the Barbarian, the strongest of the three, the daughter of Momshi, remains conscious. Mom, she says, well, now that those two are out of the way, what do you say? Hmm? Join me.
There's just so much between us already. I mean, the trauma. I'm adopted.
I'm a vampire.
Shut the fuck up.
Look at that. She's a vampire. She twitches when she's dead. She's a vampire.
So what? Let bygones be bygones. All that I did was to make you stronger. Don't you see that?
Stronger? Emotionally, I'm wrecked. I've been on BetterHelp for 3 years. They asked me to stop calling.
Well, then, daughter, what do you wish to do? Do you wish to die like your other friends here?
No. So, I guess I have to. I really have to. Have an emotional moment about love. Hit the track.
Her heart and says, I... Wait. You love me? What does that mean?
My baby here on earth showed me what my heart was worth. So when it comes to be my turn, could you shine it down here for her? This my
spirits. Okay, that's a bit inappropriate for the moment, but... The spirits cheer!
Give it up for... Yes, give it up for She-Man the Barbarian!
You see that all the spirits of Duskmorn have joined in the applause, the swarm weaver spirit having been crushed upon the pipes of the boiler bilges. You can even see Arabelle the doll having gained immense power from an artifact that she has been suckling upon. And you can even see Winter, the toxic man, shedding a single acidic tear. Mom, she says, daughter, I'm sorry.
Oh, say it one more time.
I think I might have gotten carried away.
Now say, I've been at fault all your life.
Well, I won't go that far. We're going to have to do some work on that.
You're healing.
I don't know what I've gotten myself into.
A lot.
I love you.
I know.
My daughter.
I know. I mean, who else would come and find you on one of your benders? Girl, last week you wanted to build an in and out in the living room. Now you want to be the queen of a cult. Girl, you need to pay your bills. And I'm your daughter.
You're right. And turning to Valvagoth, Mom, she says, I'm sorry.
You are.
This is a mistake.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to marry you.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to be your seneschal either.
Oh.
In fact, I don't really like you.
Valvagoth says, wow! Wow!
Okay, don't act surprised. And yes, it's the voice.
You know what? Fuck you all.
Fuck you back.
If I'm not wanted on this plane of existence, then I won't be on this plane of existence.
Oh, hold on. I have
wake
a subscription.
Me up, girl.
That's not nice. Suicide is not funny.
No. It's not that. I am an interdimensional house. I'm going to another plane of existence.
Oh.
I'm not killing my... I'm immortal. All right? I can't even be destroyed. Duh.
Even in the end, mansplaining it to us. Girl.
You know what? Whatever.
And the house begins to ripple and quake. All of the spirits yell out in surprise. As the house evaporates into the air, carrying Winter with it. Winter goes, oh, fuck, no, what the hell, no! The house is gone. And all that is left is a barren plain outside of Waterdeep with three queens and Momshi. She says, well, daughter, I suppose we should go home now.
I think you need to take these things down first. No, let's go home. Honestly, fuck it. Oh, hold on. My vampire friend told me something earlier that I'm just remembering. She's a vampire. Yeah, I'm friends with a vampire. I'm doing well for myself. Like,
oh, I'll also heal your friends.
Oh, yeah, no, heal my friends. So like,
and you all gain one hit point.
Okay, now that I'm awake, I have a confession.
Yes?
You guys have been thinking a lot about this, and I didn't want to say, but then I basically died, and it really made me think of a lot of things, and I got really insecure, and I was thinking I just wanted to come clean and be real and be serious for 1 minute in this godforsaken life. I'm not a vampire.
What?
No, I was making it up for clout. I just thought it'd be cool, like glasses without frames. Or glasses with lines.
You weren't a vampire the whole time?
Yeah, I wasn't. This entire time I've been a human cleric. I don't even have fangs. I don't know why you included them in my backstory.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Thank you. In death, I learned a lot. And I think I want to share that information with you all. And by you all, I do mean my sisters, my survivors, and your mom, even though she's kind of weird. Hit it, Carson.
Wait, what?
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep.
What are you doing?
Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems.
Stop! MagicCon 2024, do I have your energy? I said MagicCon 2024 in Las Vegas, do I have your energy? Exactly. If you would like to tip the girls tonight, you can do so at DNDQ Tips on Venmo. That's Venmo at DNDQ Tips. We're pooling. Get your dollars out, and I'm ready to get back to business.
Just a small town girl.
Mom, she says, what's
living in a lonely world?
Wait, what is your friend doing?
Midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
MagicCon, I have a confession. MagicCon 2024 in Las Vegas, Nevada, I have a confession. Oh, I'm so fucking pussy.
A singer in a smoky room.
A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers wait.
Journey about family values.
Make some noise for your drag queens!
And now we can go to Chili's!
Played by Sherry Poppins is Sherry the Poppergeist! Played by Little Peace is Little Priest! Played by Mam, she is She Mam the Barbarian. If you would like to follow Sherry Paul. Poppins on Instagram, where can they find you?
Babies, hello all the way from New York. How are we, bitch? I'm on Instagram at its.sherrypoppins. Pull your phones out. I don't see the blue
phones
lines,
out.
Bitch.
It's so important.
Follow us at its.sherrypoppins. That's I-T-S period. S-H-E, not a C. Okay, let's not do that shit. S-H-E-R-R-Y-P-O-P-P-I-N-S. All right, divas, yes.
Little Peace, where can they find you?
I'll wait.
Okay.
Hello. What's going on? My name is Little Peace. I am the transsexual trendsetter of the tri-state area based in Philadelphia. And tonight, the transsexual trendsetting tri-state area includes Las Vegas, Nevada. By all means, I cannot recommend more following me on all social media platforms. On Instagram, you can find me. Where are the phones? Okay. Because this is my Venmo and Cash App too. Watch it. At Little Dick Legend. Okay. What was funny about that? We're going to spell it all together, okay? L-I-T-T-L-E-D-I-C-K. What?
Legend.
Legend, period. And it's L-I-L on Twitter due to character constraints.
Mamshi, where can people find you?
Oh my goodness, hello. You can find and or block me at Miss Mamshi. That is M-I-S-S-M-A-A-M-S-H-E.
And I have been your Dungeon Master, Paul Curry. You can find me at Paul Curry Comedy. Make some noise for your live improvisational musician, Carson Cutter. You can find him at Carson Cutter on Instagram. We will be sending out a feedback form. Please fill it out whether you liked or disliked the show. We have tickets at dndq.live. Look them up. We are from 2019, and if you want the original sensation, you know where to get it. And now, have a safe ride home, and may your adventures never end.
Yes.